We're planning on doing events in this building. We're planning on giving food away for Thanksgiving. We're planning on giving clothes away, like I said, out this building. So if you have anything you want to donate to that cause, come by and see one of us, either director or myself, Robert, or my VP, Larry, Frank. Get in contact with us and we'll help you. You know, one thing we want to do for the holidays is give things away. Give back to
and them. One thing I want to ask, and I know, how safe is it to come to these events in the neighborhood and whatnot? How safe is it?
Is God safe?
Just like to let everybody know that these men and women have presented an opportunity for us to roll up our sleeves and help. Volunteer, folks. Help them to make a difference. This project is beneficial to all of us. Now is the time for us to step up to the plate and help. Again, what is your contact information, Robert?
Robert Williams, 318-277-0203. My email is nolimit4recovery@gmail.com. My address is 2403 Harris Street, Elizabeth, Louisiana.
Thank you so much. Thank y'all so much for this this time and this revealing and positive and wonderful information about the new facility that will be here at
2403 Harris Street.
Harris Street.
Recovery. No limit.
In the Sonia Quarters.
Thank you for having me.
God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come. My contact information is Justa, P.O. Box 7885, Alexandria. My email address is seedsofharvest@bellsouth.net. Seeds like you plant in the ground, S-E-E-D-S. My phone number is area code 318-442-6011. God bless.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Kings and kingdoms, they shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. My Savior, and He's Jesus, just like a fragrance after a rain. Jesus. There's something about that man. Oh, yes, there is something about that name. I declare. How many of y'all know that there's something about the name of Jesus? There is something. How many of y'all know that cancer, sugar, diabetes, arthritis, have to bow to that name? There is something. It's the name of Jesus that could bring that wayward child back home. There is something. It's that name that could speak to the innermost soul of a person, regardless of how vile they might be, regardless of how ugly they might be on the inside. There is something. I don't know about you, but there's something about that name. When I call on that name, all hell can be breaking loose, but when I call that name, there is a peace that comes over. I'm talking about a peace that passes all understanding. There is something. There's healing in that name. There's deliverance in that name. There's satisfaction in that name. There is something. Oh, you fill in the blank. There is something. There is something. Oh Lord, there is something about the name of Jesus. Something you to turn. I'm going to read it first in the King James, and I'm going to read it in the New Living Translation, Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Put that on the marquee as we read it. And I want you to look at the words. Praise God. I want those who got baptized today, I want you to look at these words. It says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on this earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Now I want to read it in the New Living Translation. I want you to listen to these words. You can be seated. Praise God. Look what the New Living Translation how it translates. It says, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. Amen. I want to just talk for a little while about this new life with Christ. Amen. Now, I know I'm trying to talk to those folks that just got baptized today, but I'm talking to the entire body of Christ. A new life with Christ. Our text is one of the greatest passages of Scripture. I'm talking about a passage that we as believers can often turn to in seeking a deeper and more committed walk with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is the basis of the believer's new life with Jesus Christ. History tells us of a classic sermon, praise God. The title of the sermon was The Explosive Power of a New Affection. This sermon was preached by a Reverend Thomas Chamor. And let me just give you the background of it. It seems that on one day, Chamor was riding with a man in a carriage on a long country road. And the man began to beat that horse. He was beating, he was lashing that horse unmercifully. And when Reverend Chamor got the opportunity and asked the man, why did you beat that horse like that? The gentleman told him, he said, well, he said, I saw something, praise God, that would have spooked that horse. And by me beating him, it took his mind off of that object. Praise God. And we were able to make it to our destination safe. Praise God. Isn't that the way Jesus is? Praise God. And so from that moment, Chamor went and he penned this sermon that talks about the explosive power of a new affection. But let me tell you what the new affection was. The new affection was love for his Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. You see, this is what the Apostle Paul had in mind in our text. He had just reminded us, for you Bible readers, praise God, in the closing of chapter 2, that we do not have to be subject to long lists of rules and regulations and restrictions that are devised by men because they were of no value in keeping the flesh in line. Tell you, turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Regardless of all of the rules and regulations that man makes, they will not keep your flesh in check. Praise God. You see, because they were made by man. But Paul writes, praise God, what can keep your flesh in check? Paul writes it in that first verse. Look what Paul says. He said, if you then be risen with Christ, he says, seek those things above which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. You see, praise God, we have a new life in Christ since we